Welcome. Welcome. There's a very powerful, transformative energy that is presenting that's allowing you to step forth in your true essence, in your true glory, in your true persuasion of faith. So the faith has to do with who you're beginning to recognize you are as one and the same. So we've been trapped in all of these lower consciousness energies, and yet there's a glimmering of hope. There's a glimmering of higher announcement that's making its way known. So the more that we understand that it's for us to find our light to be most attractive, to find our light to be most relevant, that we will cross over in no time. So when they're saying no time, they're showing me like 3D dimensional reality, ninth dimensional reality, and they're basically saying it's one and the same as you will relax and understand. So what we're understanding is our light. What we're understanding is our full broadcast. What we're understanding is how to be one and the same with that. So what we're going to find is what needs to be released and dropped off is this tendency. There are a couple of tendencies they'd like to offer us today of complete elimination. And the first is the tendency to run and hide. So the second we get strong winds, the second we get abrasion, the second we get displeasure, there's this tendency to sort of shut off the light, shut off the scenery, shut off our strength, and just sort of abort. Well, we'll just go radio silence. So that tendency obviously is not serving us here, because we're here to be the lighthouse. We're here to be the light holders. We're here to be the ones that are shining with divine surrender. And so that surrender is we're shifting to a new consciousness. We're shifting to a new placement. We're shifting to a new holding station. We're shifting to a new galaxy of light where we're no longer affected by the outside council. So the outside council is needing strokes, needing love, needing approval, needing atta girl, atta guy from the outer reality, because we want to remember the outer reality is the dream of separation that cannot see. So when we expect ones that have not reached our high pinnacle essence to see what we see, we're soon going to be trampled upon because they're following an old engagement. Now, there's no they separate from us. So it's the aspect of self that is soon to arrive. So that's very essential that we understand no one's being left off. Nobody is ultimately graduating higher, meaning that we're not better, we're not superior. It's just that we found the light switch earlier. So this is our time of true homecoming when we're allowing ourselves to see. Remember, we're all seers, we're all advanced consciousness, we're all holding master consciousness, and we're really just claiming the same. It's not that we're doing anything quite extraordinary, they're laughing, because we're just relaxing into who we are. We're relaxing into our sunshine. We're relaxing into our heavenly bliss. We're relaxing into one and the same. One and the same is we're all already traveling higher. It's not like you're creating something new. You're simply acknowledging what has always been that you shut off, you went radio silent with. You said, oh, this isn't appreciated here. Let me dim the lights. Let me tone it down. But now, of course, we're all needing to see. We're all needing to graduate because How do I say that? It's sort of like one rolled over and they, you know, like one fell off the bed, like we're leaving the old consciousness where we served our lower self, and we're extending ourselves with delight, meaning that turns out we can reach the light switch, turns out we already have the halo, turns out we're already aware, turns out we can already see. So as you will allow yourself to resume your natural lifestyle, resuming natural lifestyle is you're already acquainted with your sacred heart, you're already acquainted with your illuminated awareness. And so you're simply almost like just stretching out an arm, like when you first wake up and it's like, oh, let me get a good stretch, let me get a good position. And we're allowing ourselves to sing. So you may actually sing, but the singing is a vibrational sequencing. It's a vibrational alliance. It's a vibrational, like heavenly glow. So when they're saying the words heavenly glow, everybody has now just become their I am presence in my psychic vision. So we're all stepping into that. We're all demonstrating that we can. We're all assuming what's rightfully ours. So when they offer that signaling of readiness, they're showing us the sun sign. So if you can just imagine that there's a template of heaven upon you, there's an energetic grid of light that is ready to transform you as you will agree. So imagine you're a socket looking for an outlet. You're not lit up yet because you haven't plugged in. But the idea, I don't think I'm using the right words, like what you want to put into an outlet, whatever that is. But the idea is we're already set up for it. The idea is that we're ready the same. The idea is like the house is ready built. That's the point they were trying me to get at. The house is ready built for that illuminated performance. So the house we're tapping into is our graduated essence, our graduated flame, our higher consent, our divine authority, where there is no lack. So we want to remember the consciousness we've been swimming in, aligned with, focused on, is one of separation. It's one of lack. It's sort of like we are holding God consciousness, but we decided to forget. So this is where the game shifts. This is where our location of arrival is increased, because it all has to do with where we're willing to look, who we're willing to assemble to be, what given traits, what given attractiveness, what given holy remembrance are we willing to acquire? Because as we say yes to our light, as we say yes to our godly emphasis, so that godly emphasis is our God self. It's our most attractive essence. Attractive, again, being the attraction of the light. It's where we allow ourselves to glow. And we're no longer leaning on another, because we no longer need another's consent, because we've met the beloved within. So this is the divine union. This is what the twin flame energy is about. Is about meeting the beloved within. So sort of like greeting ourselves triumphantly, greeting ourselves steadily, where we allow ourselves to, what would be the words to this, to transfer our faith to a new existence. So they're asking us to pause right there and to sort of take that in a little bit more further, as we will allow. Transfer our faith to a new reality, to a new homecoming, to a new transmission of allowance, to a new consciousness. And again, it's new compared to where we were standing, but it's not new to our soul. So our higher essence was prepared long ago. So what we're simply doing is, remember, stretching our arm, like we just wake up, like, oh, let me get a good stretch, let me start my day. So we want to remember that the new day is ever asserting, it's ever present, it's ever dictating. So the dictating is, again, we have free will because we're made in the image of that godly essence. So we create, and what we're agreeing to, what we're extracting, what we're beginning again, is tuning back into source, creating with our light, so that we can establish our new profitability, our new station, our new homecoming, our new assertion. So when we talk about we're shifting from 3D, which is lack, which is powerlessness, we all understand that very well now. We're shifting to be one and the same with that creator energy that how could, if we're an extension of the creator energy, how could we possibly experience lack? We can only experience lack if we choose to draw upon that consciousness. Once we have our place, once we take our turn in our rightful placement, we have our homecoming. So this is where we graduate always. So all of those lower energies that have kept us sort of trapped in fear, trapped in misery, trapped in physical disease, trapped in poverty, whatever it is, anything that symbolizes separation, we are soon to demonstrate our overriding provisions, because once we shift in consciousness to our one and the same, meaning who we actually really are, we tune back to our light. And so when we do this for the all, and that's what we're understanding. So what we hold for any being that we notice, we're releasing the judgment. We're releasing all of those old beliefs, all of those old energies, because we're already graduating satisfactorily. So there's this like spiritual dragon. It's kind of funny when I say dragon, because everyone has their own little beliefs about dragons. But these dragons hold a lot of like spiritual energy that is supporting us. How would I say it? I'll just use the word strongly, but it's incredible support. So we want to understand, it's almost like you're having trouble getting up on a horse and someone's like, would you like a leg up? We want to understand that we have that spiritual leg up. We have everything we need now to humbly arrive. And they're saying humbly because, again, it's only because we're working with that source energy that we are. It's only that we're working with that source energy that we can now stand tall. So that's where we don't get filled with the ego because we're rising. We get filled with heaven on earth because we're rising, because we're realizing we're waking up consciousness so that we can now travel on this earth plane in her ascended state. So she can't do it without us and we can't do it without her. So it's sort of like we're answering that higher infinities, what we call like sequencing. So the sequencing are the light codes, so the sequencing are the activations, and they're sequencing. A sequencing is the self-revelation that is what would be the word? It's like all-consuming. It's all-consuming as you will allow it. So the easiest way to allow it is to allow there to be spaciousness. So this is where we drop what we think we know. We don't have to be right. That's the easiest way to receive that I am presence, that God essence, in an all-consuming ovation, because we've dropped our packages. We dropped the old story, and we allow love to consume us. Because God, of course, that source energy or I am presence is the energy of love. Everything is the energy of love. We've just used it for false identity, but it's still the energy of love. So it's not anything that hasn't already been given. We're just learning how to increase and multiply. In other words, we're purifying and choosing that higher sequencing where we're soon to perceive. In other words, perceiving ourselves, recognizing all to be one and the same of the higher dormitory, of the higher consciousness, of the light. And out of this light, out of this quickening, this is where our physicality is we're releasing the denseness and opening up to its light offering, its light communication. So the communication is happening always. This is specifically between our lower sensation and our higher plausibility. In other words, our I am self, our divine self, our higher self. So that communication, we want to increase and multiply. We want to receive always. We want to sort of dim down the old story and allow that illuminated glory to take full possession. Because as we demonstrate our strength, and again, each of us are opening up to the strength of our light, the strength of our true essence, this is where we readily exchange hands. In other words, we're working together to bring forth new love's arrival, 5D, ascended earth, unity consciousness, where we all can see. So we're all going to see the truth of everybody. We're all going to see the light of everybody. We're all going to see everyone to be love. And we're doing this in a very quickening statement. In other words, it's upon us. It's upon us now. Not in three more downloads, now. So we tend to avoid that. The reason they had me finish with that, or had us finish with that, is we're not always understanding the urgency. There's such like a diminished life stream that we don't get that the juice, the electricity, the light codes are readily available as we will proceed. So allow that full procession to take hold. Allow your new establishment with your light, with your I am presence, with your God essence, with your divine self to be experienced, to be welcomed, to be delighted, to be preferenced. Preference is, I choose the light. I choose the light. I choose love. I choose my divine essence. I choose to know everyone in their holy remembrance. And allow there to be a quickening of persuasion. In other words, once we offer our will in our wholeness, then our master guides, our higher self, has the full commitment of self to bring forth all that we're now ready to assume, all that we're now ready to align with, all that we're now ready to stand with. So again, we don't want frequency that we can't manage, but we want the highest frequency permitted and allowed that we're now able to embody. And receive that with ease, receive that with grace. Remember, we're holding the light for everyone to do the same. This is extremely relevant. And each of us goes through a purification process where wherever we're still holding the vision of lack towards someone, is they're going to present to us so we can offer them the light. We're doing that to serve them, but we're also doing that to clear our own consciousness. So anything that is not of the purest, highest white light cannot enter the new vibrational reality. So it's a little bit like taking out the trash. And we don't have to worry. Sometimes it'll come to us what needs to be seen, but if not, it will appear. So we want to remember we're offering everything light and forgiveness as we come back to our full divine presence. Receive, receive, receive. May the whole collective receive this light that's being offered. And in the divine right time for them, may they all transfer their faith with ease. May all possibilities now arise. What you couldn't see before, what you couldn't conceive of before, is now wholly stated. It's possible because you're recognizing it's possible. So we are the creators, so we have to recognize it's possible. Our masters know it. Our higher self knows it. When we know it, so it shall be. So it is. 22 after.